A group called the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network did a nationwide online survey back in January and found that 65% of teenagers claim they'd been verbally or physically harassed or assaulted in the last year. The most common reason given was the victim's appearance, weight, or height. The second most common reason was the student's sexual orientation. A full one-third of all teenagers who'd responded said they'd been bullied in the last year because they were gay or thought to be. Bonnie Augusta is the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and questioning resource teacher for the Madison School District. She says bullying is a serious matter, and educators have long ago abandoned the notion that bullying is a normal and accepted right of childhood.
It is not normal, and it should never be normal. Teasing hurts. Harassment hurts. It hurts kids academically. It hurts them emotionally. It is a pervasive type of situation for some students that never stops.
Augusta has been in her job for 5 years, and she says there are strategies against bullying that actually work. She says offenders can change their behavior if issues at home are identified and dealt with, if they're taught how to deal with anger, and even if they learn how to pay compliments instead of hurling insults. Good behavior is rewarded, and Augusta says situations improve. Schools in Wisconsin may have started taking bullying seriously as an issue in 1996. That's when a federal appeals court ordered the Ashland School District to pay a former student $50,000 for failing to protect him from years of gay bashing. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.